All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ochre Point Public Infrastructure District number 1. Today's August 13th, 2026. It's 10:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state their name for the recording, would appreciate it. We'll start with Board Matt, your chair. Do you want to start?
Sure. Matt Donaldson, Chairman.
Joseph White, Vice Chair.
Daryl, you're up. Oh, now you're on mute. Right, we'll go on and come
Yeah,
back.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
Christy Barker.
All right, Daryl, are you there?
Picking up.
I can. Can I do it? Just Dale Anderson's on the call. We're just having technical difficulties. He is
Yep.
treasurer.
Daryl is at our anchor location. Daryl, do we have any members of the public there?
There are no public members at the anchor location.
Okay, perfect. All right, first up, board, we have the board meeting minutes from our last meeting on May 14th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did. I didn't see anything that was glaring or inaccurate.
Can I get a motion then, Joe?
I make a motion we approve the minutes from the previous board meeting that was held May 14th, 2026.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
All right, so board, first item we have is the quarterly expenditure and payment listing, which was included on the invite and here on the screen. Just two items here totaled $1,259,674.75 for capital related expenses paid from the project fund. I did want to take this moment to kind of bring up the use of the working capital fund that was set aside from the bond proceeds. We wanted to see if we could start kind of managing that with the administrative costs of the district. I think that the developer has maybe been coordinating those directly in the past, but there's a specific time limit on those funds, and so we do want to utilize those. Would the board be okay if we kind of took that and just did a monthly process to where we would prepare a requisition for any CLA or Snow Jensen and Reese or other administrative costs and send that
Yeah, I
for
don't have
review?
a, sorry, go ahead.
Nope, you go, Joe.
I don't have a problem with the administrative costs.
Okay.
You guys doing that?
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll start that, make sure that everything's caught up, and then we can do that on a monthly basis. Joe, are you the best person to coordinate with on that, or do you want us to
And
work
on the
with?
requisitions, yeah, that's probably the easiest.
Okay, perfect. We will start that. So.
I do have a question. So that Matt and Daryl know, the CJ Trucking and Excavating, that was the sewer line, the pressure sewer line, and then of course the engineering to end kind of went with it. But for you, Shelby, what I got a balance from David, I can't remember it, UMB Bank. He gave me that there's like $2 million in two different funds. But one of those is reserved, right, for expenses for our, isn't one of them our bond payment, like our escrow account?
Yeah, I
So
was
there's,
just going.
if you could just send me what's available left to distribute to expenses, I'm going to meet with our business partner and I need to go over that with him, saying, here's what's left here, here's what you guys need to pick up.
Okay. I can definitely do that. When I go over the financials, we can talk about the
Okay.
balance in June. But I can also log into UMB online to confirm kind of current day balance as well. So I can certainly send that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, well, back to the payment listing. Are there any questions on the listing?
No.
They look accurate.
Okay.
Okay, could I get a motion to approve the payment listing?
So I'll make a motion. We approve the payment listing as Shelby has presented.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.
All right, thanks all. Okay, moving on to the June financial statements for the district. Total assets at the end of June, just under 3.3 million. So of that, about 1.2 million was in the capital projects fund. I would point out that 83,000 of that is in that working capital fund for administrative costs. But it was about 1,160,000 remaining in the project fund. I'll follow up via email to the whole board with the current balance as of today. Debt service fund was about 1.9 million. All of those funds are restricted to the district's bonds, so not available for use for any other purpose. And then about 95,000 was the portion of the working capital fund in the general fund. The total balance there is 178,000 as of June. Accounts payable were about 46,000. So again, we'll just make sure that we get everything brought current with that initial working capital requisition and then moving forward as well. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. There's been interest income earned on those funds sitting at UMB for about 3,100, and then expenses to date about 22,500 for accounting and legal. We do anticipate that audit and insurance will kind of hit the financials in Q3 of this year. We did record a developer advance of just under 14,000 for some of those administrative costs that the developer has paid directly. Next page is the debt service fund. Revenues here about 38,000, primarily consisting of interest income, and then expenditures just under 489,000 for the interest payment that was scheduled on the senior bonds that occurred on March 1st. And that was paid on capitalized interest. And then last page is the capital projects fund. Interest income earned here to about 55,000, and then total capital expenses through June about 3.7 million, with again just under 1.2 million remaining available in those project accounts as of the end of June. Any questions, any further detail on the financial statements you want to go through?
Okay, if there's no questions, we just need a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Go ahead, Daryl. I'll let you.
I'll make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Then I'll second it.
Thanks, Joe. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. Do you guys have anything for us?
I just want an update on the Lieutenant Governor, the correspondence with their complaint against us.
They have not sent anything back since we submitted everything to them.
That assume that we're good to go?
Yep.
Okay.
Unless they reach out. If she reaches back out to me, I'll let you guys know immediately. So, but typically no news is good news with them.
All right, that's all I have. I think we're good.
Okay. Daryl, Matt, anything?
I'm good.
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, last thing I need then is a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Daryl, Matt, I need a second.
I'll second it.
Thanks,
Oh,
Daryl. All those in
I'll
favor
second
say
it.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's
Aye.
unanimous. Okay, thanks, guys.